Take it, Dad. Please, talk to her yourself. Hello?
Hello, Doctor. It's me, Pajuan. I'm sorry, but did I wake you?
Hello, Doctor. No. No, I've been waiting a long time for your call.
About Elias? How do you know that he's dead?
Well, Karamad told me that. He knew Elias really well. He died in their village 6 months ago.
They must have mistaken him for someone else then.
No, Doctor, it's no mistake.
I talked to him for a long time. How many people do you know named Elias Ismaili who've been able to cure themselves, like he cured his brain tumor?
Well, tell me then, Doctor, can you yourself believe it?
No. When I heard it, I was very confused. But it's the truth, Doctor. Everything Karamad says about Elias is all true. Even the time he went to their village.
It's exactly the time Elias disappeared all of a sudden and we weren't able to find him. He went there and spent all of his time helping the villagers.
He told them he was doing all of those things as a thank you for being cured. And 6 months ago, he died.
Why? Why did he die?
Karamad told
me that one of the village kids fell into a well. Elias goes in the well and saves him, but the well collapses and he dies.
Dr. Bardia, listen to what I'm saying. The person who came to my house must be Elias. He can't be dead. It's impossible. I don't know, maybe I've lost my mind or something.
When did you say that he left?
Tonight he left.
Tonight? But you said he left last night.
I lied about that. I lied because I wanted to convince Perry to come home with me. Hello? Hello? Hello, Doctor. Can you hear me? Oh, man. I was cut off. Why won't she answer?
Maybe she doesn't feel well.
No. There were screams and everything.
What do you think might have happened?
I don't know. Elias. Maybe Elias has gone there to hurt her.
Let's go, Dad. Hurry up before it's too late.
Let's go.
Ladies, gentlemen, please go back to your houses. Please go back home.
Hello, Captain. Is something wrong? What's going on over here?
No, nothing's wrong. Please leave.
Excuse me, I was home talking to one of my colleagues on the phone. She lives in this building right here. Then I was cut off, so I got worried and came here. Is something wrong?
You're a colleague? And you are?
I'm Pajuan. I'm a doctor.
You're a colleague that lives here. What's her name?
Bardia. Her name is Dr. Bardia.
Unfortunately, she's been wounded.
Why? What happened?
All we know is a burglar came to the house and stabbed her with a knife. That's all I can tell you. She was wounded pretty badly.
Daddy!
Is she alive?
When they took her to the hospital, she was... I don't know about now, but she was in a critical condition.
Which hospital did they take her to? Where did they go? Where?
Amir al-Mu'minin Hospital.
Thank you very much. Excuse me, Captain. Have you arrested the person who did this?
Yes, the neighbors caught him just as he left the building. He's at the police station now.
What's his name?
Why do you want to know?
No reason, I just want to know, that's all.
I can't tell you, unless you want to tell me why you want to know.
Captain, I think, well, excuse me, but, well, in fact, it's just a hunch, but, I think the person who did this is Elias... His name is Elias Ismaili. And not for stealing anything. Because of his hatred for Dr. Bardia.
You're wrong, Doctor. The person who did this doesn't even know Dr. Bardia. And he confessed he came here to steal something. And the name you said, that's not his name.
Headquarters, this is the police headquarters calling.
Please leave, please go on, sir.
Headquarters? Yes, we're still at the scene of the crime, yes. Yes. Please leave the premises, please. Come on, everybody.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Excuse me, please, but we're friends of Simine Bardia.
Yeah?
She was brought in here half an hour ago.
What was wrong with her?
She was stabbed.
A moment, please. She's in the operating room.
Operating room?
Yes, unfortunately.
You mean her condition was that serious? Where was she stabbed?
Under the ribcage. The internal tissues of the stomach had also been injured. The doctor was worried that there might have been injury to the heart and lungs. That's why they took her to the operating room immediately.
All right. All right. Okay. We have to pray. We have to pray to God. If something happens to her, I'm never gonna forgive myself.
Daddy, it wasn't your fault.
Everything that happens from this point forward is my fault. Because I've been so ridiculously stupid.
Daddy, stop that. This has nothing to do with you. Don't be so hard on yourself.
I was very cruel towards Dr. Bardia. Very. I don't know. How could this be? How could this possibly happen? How was I duped so easily by someone who wasn't even the real Elias?
No, it wasn't that simple, Dad. Elias was a really clever man.
Dr. Bardia has to survive. She has to survive and live. Because I need to make it up to her, Perry.
Don't cry, Daddy. Everything will be okay. Hopefully the doctor will be okay and forgive you, I'm sure of it. It'll be okay. What happened, Doctor? Is she okay?
Are you a relative of the patient?
We're her close friends.
Excuse me, Doctor, but I am Pajuan, Taha Pajuan.
Hello there, Doctor. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. How is she?
Thank God there was no serious damage done to her vital organs or the heart. The most serious injury was the stomach, which we took care of. Her diaphragm was also injured. Hopefully we won't have to deal with any infection, and there won't be any cause to be concerned.
Thank God. Thank you very much, Doctor.
You're welcome. Excuse me now.
Can I stay here with her?
She'll stay in the ICU till tomorrow. There's nothing you need to do for her now. The best thing is just to go home and rest.
Thank you very much, Doctor. Thank you very much. You've been kind. Goodbye to you.
You're welcome, sir. I just did my
job. Thank you. Excuse me, ma'am. This is the number to my home, the hospital,
yes,
and my cell phone.
Of course.
You can call me anytime, day or night, and if you need me, I'll be right over.
Yes, no problem, Doctor.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Let's go, Perry. Oh, God.
What an insane night. Thank God everything went well in the end.
No. It didn't go well, Perry. It didn't. With all the lies that I've told, all the sins that I've committed, all the stupid mistakes that I've made. How can you possibly say that it went well?
Daddy, it could have been much worse than this. Thank God you stopped it before it was too late. You must go to the police station tomorrow and file a complaint.
Against who? Who should I say I want to complain against? I still think something like this is absolutely impossible. How could he look so much like Elias?
Daddy, did Elias have a twin brother?
Nope, Harry. It's not as simple as that. You can't just explain something like this so easily. It's not only about his looks. He knew the most private and intimate details of my friendship with Elias. Are you tired, my dear? Go and get some sleep. Go on.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night. Good night.
Thank God that it was proven to you that, as you put it, my premonitions were correct. Do you know anyone who is totally innocent?
Yeah. You. I lied while I was fasting today, Elias.
The things that have been said in the teachings are for ordinary people, Doctor, because they don't know when to lie and when not to. Do you really think it matters to God whether we say 3 rukats or 4? These are the layers of religion. The core is something else. But I do agree that we have to pass through the layers first to get to the core. I am sure human beings have to fall before they become pure. Us humans committing sins is the same thing as that little bird's fall from its nest. A lot of times people destroy their lives because of carelessness and foolishness, and there is no other way to help them but to lie to them. Sometimes a lie can help someone in a way that nothing else can do, Doctor. It was only a white lie, and I don't think God would approve of you fasting under such circumstances. Please, Doctor, don't restrain yourself by all these teachings. I'm standing here and begging you, Doctor. You have to show pride to proud people. What you did to Dr. Naini today was a form of promotion of virtue and prevention of vice, so you mustn't scold yourself. Dr. Naini is not your friend. The only one who is jealous of you in that hospital is Dr. Naini, and he knows it full well. You must be very careful whenever you are around him. He must not be trusted, Doctor. No, you must not operate on Grandpa. Because you are the only one that can save him. He will destroy a lifetime of pure worship and prayers. You have to let him die, because if he dies today, he will definitely go to heaven. But if you listen to God's last wish and don't operate on Grandpa, then you won't need me around anymore. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, Doctor? It's important that you understand you have been chosen,
You've been chosen
to bring some people back to life.
If it's the right thing to say, Doctor.
Hello, Doctor. Good afternoon.
Hello, ma'am. How are you?
Hello, Doctor.
Hello there, Grandpa.
You look upset, Doctor. Is something wrong?
Yeah. I have to talk to you about some strange things.
I hope it's all right.
No, Grandpa. It's all bad. Bad things that I don't know why are happening to me.
Oh, God forbid. Please, sit down, Doctor. Sit down. Well, go ahead and tell me. What's wrong?
I want to say stuff that I can only tell you, Grandpa. Because I think you're the only one who can understand and help me out. You're the only one who can tell me if I'm making a mistake.
Go on then, son. I am listening.
Earlier today, Dr. Bardia told me that Elias Ismaili was living with you in your village for a couple of years now. And that he died over there.
Yes. To be honest, I did not know until today that he was in the hospital. Well, that is, until he was cured.
He was, and I was, his doctor throughout all.
So then you knew him very well.
Very well. We were really close friends, Grandpa.
You were?
Look, Grandpa. A couple of weeks ago, Elias came to my house on one rainy night.
That's not possible. Elias, God rest his soul, passed away 6 months ago.
That's the strange thing I wanted to tell you about. It's very strange.
I tell you, we buried Elias in Gavam Abad. Unfortunately, this is the first week that I haven't been able to visit his gravesite.
Listen, Grandpa. Elias was with me until tonight. He was in my house, living with me every single day.
Excuse me, nurse.
Yeah?
The people in the next room are making too much noise. They won't let me sleep. This is supposed to be a hospital. I'm sick for crying out loud. It's 2:30 in the morning. Can't we get some rest around here?
Lower your voice, sir. People are asleep.
Tell that to them. Why are you telling me?
The doctor's talking to Grandpa. And you can hear their voice.
Yes, I can. I can hear them in my room. The doctor should know he's not supposed to talk so much this late at night.
All right. Go back to your room. I'll tell them to be quieter.
You'll tell them to be quieter? Tell them to stop talking!
Go back to your room and I'll tell them, okay?
All right.
Anyways, I found out that the ones he's told me to operate on and save from death were... they were either criminals or into illegal stuff, drug addicts, or thugs.
Excuse me, doctor. The patient in the next room says your voice won't let him sleep. Could you talk quieter, please?
But we're not making any noise here at all.
I think he has sensitive ears, or he's a light sleeper.
Okay. No, we'll be
thank
quieter.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Besides, the things he was saying were influencing me to do all sorts of things.
What? Things like what?
He was saying the things that have come in the teachings are not for us, that they're for ordinary people. Or like, it doesn't make a difference to God how many rukats of prayers we say. He'd say, He'd say sinning to us humans is like the fall of a bird from its nest. It helps the bird learn how to fly better. He would say that we have to sin and then repent so we can be closer to God.
May God damn the devil. May God damn the devil.
You mean you think what I'm thinking? I think that... I mean, I feel that was... the devil. Is it possible? Why did it come to me then? I keep thinking, and I don't think I've committed a sin so big to require such a test.
Do not be so sure about that. The devil has his own devious, complex ways of creeping into our lives. Even if we never commit any sins, we are still not safe from the devil. Did Adam and Eve? Do you think they committed a sin? No. But then the devil, he went after them. You see, being without sin was the real reason the devil went after them. Because of how pure they were and how much God loved them. You must realize that the devil is our number one enemy, Doctor. And the devil is mankind's sworn enemy.
But how was I supposed to know that he was a devil? He looked so innocent to me. And the memories of Elias being so pure.
The way the devil works is through illusions, Doctor. He shows a good image of himself so he can hide the ugliness and make everything look beautiful. But God has given us humans tools to decide. He has said anyone who acts against religion, if anyone wants to encourage you to sin, then you should distance yourself from him, even if he is your most beloved person. God's given us the ability to think and to feel for ourselves, Doctor.
Oh, God.
All the things you say he wanted you to do were evil. Division, hatred, pessimism, pride, not paying attention to God's commandments. These are the things the devil wants.
What am I supposed to do now? I'm really scared.
You have to be scared of the devil. But from this fear, you have to take refuge in God and in the Quran. God himself says it. The devil wants to tempt you to take refuge in him because he is the all-knowing listener. God says it in the Al-Araf Surah, Doctor. And if the devil wants to tempt you, take refuge in God. For he is the all-knowing listener.
Has the devil ever come to you?
I can assure you, no human being is ever safe from the devil.
He hates you so much, Grandpa. He doesn't want you to live. He keeps insisting that I don't operate on you. But God willing, I will. And everything's gonna be all right, Grandpa. I promise you. I promise.
We pray to God. Scared of the devil. But from this fear, you have to take refuge in God, in the Quran. God himself says it. If the devil wants to tempt you, take refuge in him, because he is the all-knowing listener.
و اما یزنغنک من الشیطان نزعن فاستعذ بالله انه سمیع علیم.
And if the devil tries to tempt you, take refuge in God, because he is the all-knowing listener. And if the devil wants to tempt you, take refuge in God, because he is the all-knowing listener.
Where are you, Elias? No! You are not Elias at all! You have taken over that holy name! Where are you, devil? Where are you, devil? Where are you? You wicked spite! Where are you, O evil one? Show yourself to me! If you're still hoping you can walk me down the wrong path! Show yourself to me! I'm not afraid of you anymore! I'm free now of your chains, devil! I am not scared of you anymore! I've come to tell you one thing, Elias. I want to fight you from this point on. And I'm going to operate on Grandpa, and hopefully he's going to live. I have trust in God's help. Not in you.
You are not going to do this. Because you will pay dearly if you do.
I have faith in God. I'm not scared of you anymore. You evil one, you.
If you listen to me this one time and don't operate on Grandpa, Then you will be free of me forever. I will leave you alone, forever and ever.
I take refuge in God, to be rid of you forever.
Take a look at Bardia and fear me. Fear my revenge, Doctor, because my anger will destroy you.
It's a lie. It's a lie. You can't do anything. Bardia has already been saved. All you can do is invite us, Elias. That's what you said, remember? But this time, I won't accept your invitation. And just to make you angry, Elias, I want to save Grandpa. With God's help.
It will be bad. It'll be very bad for you, Taha. Don't do this to yourself.
Because he is the all-knowing listener. 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 Because he is the all-knowing listener.
Oh Allah, forgive me. Allah, Allah, Allah. Oh my shelter, whenever I am aggrieved. Oh my aid, whenever hardship hit me. To you I have resorted, and only you I have sought refuge and haven. With you I have sought refuge and haven. To none other than you shall I ever resort. From no other than you shall I ever seek for relief. Ever. Oh Allah. Oh Allah. Oh Allah. Oh Allah. Oh Allah. Oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, please forgive me. Allah, 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 please forgive me.
The hell with her.
No,
why are you listening to her?
Not with it at all.
Didn't Shaheen say he's a respectable person?
Come on, girl.
What else?
A respectable person
okay.
won't go to Shaheen.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, okay. Well, what do you say?
Yes? Hello, you're welcome.
What are you
please wait downstairs.
About?
We'll be there in a minute. Why are you here all by yourself, girl?
I'm not feeling well.
Why? What happened? Is something wrong, girl?
I don't have any more.
You're using too much of this stuff, girl. Like this, you'll lose your looks real fast.
I'm not well. Don't you have any?
Yeah, I do. Just go downstairs for a sec, and I'll get it for you, okay?
What for?
One of your friends is here to see you.
My friends don't know where I am.
Go downstairs, you'll find out. Go downstairs, my dear.
I'll get you some when you return. Go on.
Barbara.